Good afternoon, evening, and welcome. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. Hour one of the broadcast here on this Thursday, the 11th of January, 2024. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. And I have with me as special guest tonight, none other than Mr. Michael Rivero. And, well, since I've a little bio here, since years ago I've done some interviews with Michael, I figured I'd bring that out here. Michael Rivero has been the host of the What Really Happened radio show on the Republic Broadcasting Network and webmaster of whatreallyhappened.com, now in its 30th year, broadcasting, well, from Santa Claus, Indiana, formerly Oahu, Hawaii. What Really Happened is opposed to war as a presumed fix for the struggling U.S. economy, and also takes an occasional look at issues of science and health being distorted in the quest for profits. Both the radio show and website have enjoyed a large and website still growing audience, and 30 years, wow, to that. Michael Rivero's background is as eclectic as his radio show and website. Formerly with NASA, Michael transitioned his image processing skills, along with a brief stint as a child actor, into the then-new computer animation field, starting with award-winning commercials, then working on films such as Star Trek, The Day After Tomorrow, and later supervising visual effects on Brain Scan, Lost, and Hawaii Five-O. Michael has taken a sabbatical from film work to focus all his efforts on peace activism. And with all we have here, unfortunately, quite a sabbatical. Michael Rivero's foray into blogging began before the word was even invented, and happened almost by accident when he spotted a suspicious photograph being broadcast on ABC News in 1994 related to the murder of White House Deputy Counsel Vincent Foster. Since then, in that abrupt beginning, What Really Happened, both website and radio show, have expanded to cover diverse topics, including the assassinations, the accidental shoot down of TWA 800, election fraud, health issues, Saddam's non-existent nuclear weapons, 9/11, the economy, and the ongoing propaganda used to trick the American people into wars of conquest in Afghanistan, Iraq, Yemen, Libya, and other nations. Could have added the COVID-19 debacle to that list, Michael, but welcome and thank you for coming on my show as an appearance back on RBN.
Well, thank you very much. And, you know, slight note here. At the moment, I am not doing radio. I'm focusing entirely on the whatreallyhappened.com website. And, you know, partly it's, you know, I'm getting on in years, unfortunately. And I'm dealing with some other issues here. But I may come back to radio at some point in the future. But at the moment, I'm focusing primarily on the website and online social media content, just trying to get the word on out there and stop this mad rush toward war, which is rapidly expanding on several fronts. And I think I don't think we're going to get out of 2024 without a major global conflict.
Well, you think it's going to escalate that quickly? Then, so I mean, some people are already using the term World War III, that it's already expanding due to these incidents in the Red Sea. As far as this most recent news we're hearing, well, you had on your website as well, U.S. and U.K. to carry out airstrikes against Iran-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen.
House. The last report I saw is there's major explosions in the city of Hodeidah.
Okay. They already have something brewing. And, of course, this is where the White House earlier warned of consequences after these cargo ships were targeted in the Red Sea. Yemen, it was referred to as Yemen launches most complex ever coordinated attacks in the Red Sea. And I don't know. We also heard Iran hijacks oil tanker in a Gulf of Oman. And Blinken has admitted Iran is behind the biggest attack targeting U.S. ships, but there's no plan that we're being told of thus far. So, I mean, I don't know, why would there be aggression from Iran? There's no motive for that from their end, right?
Well, I'm not sure. It's hard to know what's going on in their minds here, but it is worth pointing out the ship that Iran captured was the one that the U.S. seized on international waters and sold the oil from it. So Iran has basically captured it back with its cargo of oil, something like a million barrels of oil. And it's kind of a tit for tat. But this kind of escalation, we know there are so many countries that want war with Iran. Israel wants Iran to be destroyed, but they want somebody else to do it. I remember seeing a video of John McCain dancing around going, bomb, 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 Iran. It's like a big joke to him and to so many people. But, you know, Iran right now is militarily very tight with Russia. And Russia has shown itself to be a very formidable foe in Ukraine. Nobody wants to admit it, but Ukraine is going to lose this one. And that means Biden is 0 for 2 as a war president when you count Afghanistan. 0 for 3 when you give the when you add in the fact that the Iraqi government is now demanding the remaining U.S. forces in Iraq leave the country. And so it's looking really shaky. You know, the myth of the U.S. military being unbeatable seems to be eroding, and more countries are saying, you know, they're not as tough as they appear to be. We're getting the same thing regarding Israel, where they are not doing as well as they hoped in Gaza. And, you know, when they've got a lot of weapons to use, they can be very deadly. But when it comes to just one-on-one fighting against Hamas, the IDF is not doing very well. And they're actually starting to pull their troops out of Gaza to go back to aerial bombardment.
And I had also this other headline, Iran warns against U.S. adventurism after parking cruise missile-armed warship in Red Sea. So due to, well, the Red Sea continues to grow busy with the presence of naval assets and the West, as the West and its allies attempt to keep international shipping lanes open, despite the threat of Houthi missiles and drones launched from Yemen. So, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, these I don't know if it's so much aggression or just expected retaliatory precautionary moves, to be fair. I mean, yeah, from Iran. But I mean, of course, the headlines in the West always make it sound like, and with anyone else, they like to throw on the term Iran backed to anything they can make it sound more formidable and to stress more so that Iran is supposed to be the ultimate current enemy. Michael.
Yeah, but when you hear about the Ukrainian forces fighting Russia, they don't describe them as U.S. backed. Or very rarely do they do that. So it's kind of a one-sided case of reporting. Now, as far as the Red Sea is concerned, the Red Sea and the Suez Canal is a major economic choke point for shipping. And the Houthis have succeeded in convincing a lot of major shipping lines to not use the Suez Canal. That's, of course, economically damaging to Egypt. And the shipping is now going around the Horn of Africa, which means added fuel costs and added time. And that's going to, of course, drive up the price of any products that are coming by that route.
Yes. Yes, I heard a number of shipping giants are doing that. Billions, actually, are getting added to costs in total. The one, Costco shipping lines, I don't know if that's related to the store chain or not, but I mean, in their case, it's so that they stopped completely rather than diverting. Maybe they couldn't afford the extra costs. But I mean, as far as there being a serious attempt at a war with Iran, and don't, I mean, no one seems to think that there would be any letting up of their, well, having the backing of Russia and China. I mean, there's a good indication that, well, we wouldn't have much time at all, you know, before we'd start running out of things that are made in China if there were a real war with anyone who China was backing and alongside with against us. And what, is China still going to continue to ship goods to us even if they're helping someone else fight a war with us and they're not?
Well, that's entirely up to China. And, right. Yeah, it's going to cause severe economic disruptions. And the potential for it to spread into a truly global war is definitely there. And you've got Israel openly talking about using nuclear weapons on Gaza, which is Israel finally admitting what we've all known for decades, that Israel does, in fact, have nuclear weapons. They will not sign the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty. They will not allow IAEA inspections. But now they're saying, yeah, we have nukes. What are you going to do about it? And of course, all eyes are on the International Court of Justice and this charge that South Africa has brought regarding Israel's genocide in Gaza. And South Africa's got a lot of support from the international community. And I think IJC is going to agree that Israel is showing a pattern of deliberate genocide. They may even come on out and say there's an injunction for this to stop. I think Israel's just going to ignore them. Israel has a long track record of ignoring Security Council resolutions, UN General Assembly resolutions. They really do conduct themselves as if they are above the law, and I think that's just going to make the situation worse, where everybody is going to say, if Israel will not respond to diplomacy and the rule of law, then the only remaining recourse is war.
Well, I mean, it's been a staggering number. I've heard a comparison to Ukraine, 2 years worth of the death toll in Ukraine being, what, just a tenth or something of what in a couple months Israel has racked up as far as Gazan civilians, really. What, I'm sorry, what is the death toll at now?
It's something like 26, 27,000, most of whom are women and children. And again, under the Geneva Accords, which Israel did sign and ratify, it is a war crime to target non-combatants.
And, I mean, we have a couple headlines at Blacklisted News here. CNN admits all Gaza coverage is run past team under Israeli military censor.
Yes.
And Israeli officials every day admit the real goal, to ethnically cleanse Gaza of Palestinians so Israel can take the land. I've heard they've given some trouble to some people in the West Bank, not so much so far, but you have to wonder, will that be next in the near future? But yeah, they definitely seem to want to wipe out all of the Gazans.
Well, you know, Hamas is not in the West Bank. And so these attacks by the IDF on civilians in the West Bank sort of undermine the claim that this is a war against Hamas. Now, the reason the Gazans, the Palestinians, have Gaza is years ago there was this little deal made where Israel turned Gaza over to the Palestinians in exchange for the West turning a blind eye to all of the illegal settlements being built in the West Bank. And when this happened, I warned that as soon as those settlements were facts on the ground, Israel would move to retake Gaza. And it's not just the land and it's not just that coastal area, but recently there was a massive natural gas deposit discovered off the coast of Gaza, something like, you know, half a trillion or $1 trillion worth of natural gas. Now, under international law, that gas belongs to Gaza. Gaza has not been able to economically exploit it because Israel will not allow the necessary drilling equipment and pumping and pipes through their blockade. So Israel, you know, has definitely a financial motive. They're coveting that natural gas. And that's another reason why they want to annex Gaza.
I've also read about a claim that Israel has had people talking about potentially building a canal, well, digging a canal over there, which would have one end of it interfere with part of Gaza where it currently stands, a 2-ship-wide canal to compete for trade purposes. I don't know if you've heard.
Oh, yeah, it's called the Ben-Gurion Canal Project. They've been talking about it for years. And the idea is to bypass the Suez Canal, which is under Egypt's control, and have a trade route that would benefit Israel economically.
So certainly multiple, well, quite a few motives,
yes,
including the ethnic cleansing, just overall attitude. And I mean, just everyday citizens just seem to have this hardline view, you know, that a lot of are being on camera quoted saying that they're not being hard enough. So, you know, they don't seem to. And at this point, yeah, I mean, what percentage could be left of, you know, the alleged Hamas still there compared to civilians? I mean, it's clearly just wiping out more civilians and what trying to make. I don't know, a state. And the fact that they've bombed places they told them to flee to is ridiculous.
Yes.
There were so many war crimes in all of this.
Oh, it's a huge amount of war crimes here. And the problem is with Biden providing unqualified support for Israel, it's not just damaging Israel's global image, it's damaging the global image of the United States of America. In fact, the International Court of Justice is already saying that the United States shares the blame for the potential genocide taking place in Gaza because we have been sending all the bombs and the cluster munitions and everything else that Israel is using.
And, well, Anthony Blinken is slamming South Africa's genocide case against Israel, calling it meritless and galling, as it's begun in The Hague this week. Israel calls South Africa the legal arm of Hamas after the first day of the Hague genocide case. And Israel's
been, almost smell the panic in the propaganda that's coming on out, because it really is very silly. Of course, Blinken is going to slam the case. What's he going to say is, gee, shuckies, you caught us. And, you know, Israel is just desperate to try and play the victim again and say, you know, we're only defending ourselves from these evil Palestinians. But, you know, the videos and pictures coming out of Gaza makes it very, very clear what's going on. And, of course, we're finding out now that Israel's government knew about the October 7th attack well in advance. They knew it was going to happen. They let it happen. They stood down the idea for 7 hours to allow a great deal of damage in order to turn around and say, look what Hamas did to us. We have to fight back and defend ourselves. And then they go in and basically level the place. They're blowing up hospitals. They're blowing up mosques. They're blowing up Christian churches. All of these are war crimes because these are not legitimate military targets.
And Israel said to Blinken, Gazans can't return to north until hostages are released. When could that ever be confirmed, though, right? That's just something they can.
Well, you know, Hamas is standing firm. Israel is standing firm. There, you know, there's a huge gulf between them. I think Hamas recognizes that ultimately Israel does not want peace. They do not want coexistence. And so Hamas has nothing to lose by continuing to fight.
No, that makes sense. We'll be right back. Stick around, folks.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
Do you begin to smell some funky little things going on? Let me share this story with you. It's not so much a story, it's something I wrote years ago. Read your history, people. Stock markets collapse on Friday. Bank seizures, closures, holidays take place after business hours on Friday. Do currencies or governments also collapse on Friday? Tomorrow's Friday. Will the end come on this Friday, or will the inevitable collapse hold off for a while? The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, people, and the government is out to make you and I pay for it. And will your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich? Can you survive the stock market tanks? Look, between a stock market wipeout, waves of bank failures, soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation, and the destruction of the dollar's value, isn't it time that you prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead? Protect your money now, or forever kiss it goodbye. My friends, I offer you over 6 decades experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge, and I'm prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balanced protection of your portfolio. For as the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this nation of ours, I believe that I can offer you the privacy, safety, security, and possibly some profitability which you deserve. And so I invite you to visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com for further information regarding protecting your wealth. Or call me, Jeffrey Bennett, at 602-799-8214. Or by email at KettleMoraineLTD@Cox.net for private consultation. Once again, our phone number, 602-799-8214. It's almost Friday.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with Michael Rivero. As my guest, we were talking about, well, claims of hostages needing to be released. Israel to Blinken, Gazans can't return to North until hostages are released. And I'm saying that they could claim more hostages are there than actually exist, for that matter, and just drag that on forever in theory. So, I mean, it just, as was my point, but a lot of people, Michael, are saying that, you know, this is permanently ruining in public opinion the viewpoint of Israel, also though Jews worldwide, and you know, support for Zionism, people questioning Jewish power at a time where, like with the Zoomers especially, we're hearing the whole anti-Semitism and Holocaust sort of conditioning is not as strong as it was with earlier generations who had a stronger connection to it and were more informed about it to begin with. So, I mean, and then, of course, like you said, it's dragging down the U.S. in the amount of support worldwide with it. So, I mean, people of all races in the U.S. and abroad are really, I don't know, a lot of people are saying that, yeah, this is going to permanently change their opinions of a lot of these things.
Well, I think the American people are now aware to the extent that they have been lied to their entire lives. Torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, Spanish mine in Havana Harbor, Saddam's nuclear weapons, so forth and so on. The vaccines are safe and effective. And so they're more willing to look at historical claims with a healthy dose of skepticism. And the people are beginning to look at the difference between what Israel says and what Israel does. And they understand that it is a propaganda hoax to try and claim that criticism of Israel's actions somehow represents hatred of all the world's Jews. And what's really interesting in the current situation is the number of Jews, especially Orthodox Jews, who are coming forward and saying, no, this is wrong. It doesn't represent us. Okay, because when we criticize what's going on in Gaza, we're not criticizing Israel, we're not criticizing the Jewish people, we're criticizing the actions of some very powerful individuals within the government of Israel, chief among them Netanyahu, who wants this war to go on, because while it continues to go on, he can evade his trial for corruption. And he's perfectly willing to see a million people die to keep himself out of jail.
There was that high-profile example of the president of Harvard, this lesbian black woman, happens to have the last name Gay, and suddenly she got accused of plagiarism on a lot of her early work and or what she had to do for her, either her degrees or to get her position. Suddenly all that came out once she criticized Israel's treatment of the Gazans. And, you know, she wound up resigning. I mean, she couldn't fight the system. MIT's president, similarly, I heard that about. And a lot of people in the independent media, the hosts and callers I hear, a lot of people are shocked at just how much politicians, both Democrats and Republicans, and a lot of times even more so Republicans, are showing their true colors in how extremely pro-Israel, pro-Zionist they are, Michael.
Yeah, I mean, Israel has a tremendous amount of control over our government. A large part of that, of course, is tied in with Jeffrey Epstein. It's now coming on out that, yes, he was using these underage girls as honey traps to be able to collect blackmail information on the people who visited his island. And whoever wound up with all those recordings is now able to basically steer a lot of members of our Congress. And we don't know where those recordings went. The FBI investigated the island. They saw the boxes of CDs. They saw all the recordings. But apparently the warrant they had supposedly did not allow them to actually confiscate it. So they went back to the mainland. They went to get a warrant. By the time they got back to the island, everything had been cleaned on out, whether it went to George Soros or whether it went to Israel or AIPAC, we don't know. But whoever has that information has a great number of our corporate and political leaders by the short and curlies.
Yes, well, maybe we could touch on more of that, like this Epstein list. But I see we're about to hit the break for the bottom of the hour. Folks, please support Republic Broadcasting Network. Right now, we have the John Stadmiller book drive being extended for a donation of $100 or more. You can get your name in the fishbowl, mention you want to be in for the book drive. Previously owned by John Stadmiller, some excellent selections. This week's book, America's God and Country, Encyclopedia of Quotations by William J. Federer. So please go to the website, check out all the options for donating, and get in on that. We'll be right back.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey with guest Michael Rivero. And just to mention again, this John Stadmiller book drive, you are in the drawing each week to possibly win a book from John's personal library. And this week, the book America's God and Country, Encyclopedia of Quotations by William J. Federer. And then we also have a quilt. Mr. Michael Gaddy will be donating this one-of-a-kind handmade Confederate flag quilt for a donation of $250 or more. You can be in the drawing for that. And right now, you can kill two birds with one stone, we're being told. Okay, donation of $250 or more. And you mentioned you'd like to be in both the drawings for the book drive and RBN's Rebel Madman Rabble Rouser for the quilt as well. And you get a lot of great stuff along with that, actually, RBN mug, T-shirt, business cards, bumper sticker. At the end of January, they'll announce that one. And the ways, of course, it could go on to the website, republicbroadcasting.org, the donate page, but use PayPal there. You could mail in your donation of cash, check, or money order payable to just the letters, the initials RBN, and mail that to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And, well, just be sure, however you donate, you mentioned you want to be in if you do for the drawings, one or the other. And, of course, you could always just call to donate via credit or debit card. You can call to donate at 800-724-2719 extension 3. And well, Michael, we were talking about a lot with Israel, and Israel's alarmed at the terrifying number of troops wounded since the start of the Gaza war. I heard that one as well. And yeah, just definitely public opinion has definitely shifted permanently. I mean, I don't know. We've been hearing claims that it will continue further. As far as some of the recent sound bites out there, Israeli military chief was just saying fighting in Gaza will continue all year, 2024, all year, Michael.
Well, that's going to be a problem for Joe Biden, because the war in Gaza is very unpopular here in the United States. And that's why toward the end of last year, the Biden White House was asking Netanyahu, wrap this up, get it over with, so we can put it into the past and it won't be a factor in November's elections. But clearly, that is not going to happen. And between Gaza and Ukraine and Afghanistan, Biden is looking really bad as a war president. And I know he's sort of relying on the electoral history, where in the past voters have been reluctant to change a president in the middle of the war. But I think this next election may, in fact, break that tradition.
Yes, I mean, we're hearing that everyone is wanting another option. I mean, blacks more and more would rather go with Trump for a number of reasons regarding Biden. And I think, yeah, just the economy has even people who lean left, and just seeing how fumbling the man is. I mean, that he's incompetent, regardless of how much you think these men make all their own decisions, have a bunch of advisors or straight out handlers, regardless. Yeah. I mean, he just looks like a disaster. And that's for people who actually believe that he won fair and square. And what we have about, I don't know, I mean, a large percentage of the country who do not agree with that.
I think 40% is the last number I saw.
So that's, yeah, that's pretty bad. And as far as other domestic politics, I mean, we had, Nikki Haley saying that Biden won fair and square? I think I heard that soundbite recently.
Well, yeah, and I don't know what she thinks she's doing, but she's probably saying that because it turns out Nikki Haley is getting a lot of donations from big Democrat donors who want her to be able to knock Trump out of the primary. I don't think it's going to happen, but they are so desperate to not let Trump back in the White House. I'm sure they're concerned about payback for what they did to him in 2020. But more than that, Donald Trump stands in the way of the Great Reset, the New World Order. He wants to close the border and stop this flood of potential Democratic voters that are coming over the border every single day. And we're already seeing this push to say, well, they should be allowed to vote. I mean, they're here in the U.S. They should vote. But as a reminder, there's actually a federal law that says non-citizens cannot vote in federal elections. They can be thrown in prison. They can be fined. They can be deported. And what we have here is a political party, indeed an entire government, that simply doesn't feel that the law applies to them anymore.
And at least in his first term, Trump was against the green agenda and calling it out as a scam. And I think that was pretty powerful from someone in his position as well.
The whole ClimateGate scam. See, let me back up here. What's going on is this push for a new world order rests on a foundation of three pillars. And one of the pillars is a climate emergency requiring a global environmental authority. The second one is a major economic crash leading to a global banking system. And the third one is a global pandemic requiring surrendering our sovereignty to a global health authority. In this case, the World Health Organization is obviously lining up for that. And that's the platform on which they're pushing to basically create this one world government, which I'm very much opposed to, because when you look at how our government, how corrupt it's become, and the kind of people that seem to rise to the top, you know, the kind of people who go down to Epstein's Island and diddle little children, you can just imagine the kind of slime that is going to be angling to polish the throne of planet Earth with their own behind.
Yes, absolutely. But, I mean, we've had actually a very confident Trump as of recent. Michelle Obama was recently out there saying she's terrified of Trump winning. I've heard a lot of ridiculous quotes recently, sound bites. I forget who one was saying that, we'll have Trump supporters out there killing Democrat politicians if Trump wins or something like this.
Oh, Whoopi Goldberg on The View was just going over the top. Trump is going to be dictator for life. There'll be no more elections. He's going to set up camps. He's going to kill all the gays. I mean, just frothing at the mouth, ridiculous stuff. And I find it amazing that anybody is actually still watching that show.
I do too. And she's just a train wreck. I remember she was she used to be a hip stand-up comedian. I remember late 80s watching stand-up comedy.
Oh, she was wonderful back then. I remember watching her and just thinking, wow, she was really, really good.
Yeah, and on Star Trek is
like
Guinan.
On Star Trek. But on The View, it's just she's gone totally off the deep end.
Yeah, just completely different person. But so many people are sticking to the establishment on either, the political paradigm at the anti-Trump thing or, in some of these other things like regarding the shots or something. So it's, just as amazing how much. But, of course, Hollywood. And you remember years back, there was a big thing, not quite, but almost 10 years ago, with Hollywood being threatened to not talk about what was going on in Gaza. At that time period.
Yes.
So, definitely. I mean, Hollywood definitely knows to, there are certain things you have to kowtow to. Trump, as I said, though, was very confident. I mean, he says he hopes the stock market doesn't crash on his watch, implying, he'll have another administration. So the corporate media was throwing a fit. I guess that was also therefore a top story on Drudge, just because of his perceived arrogance there. Trump saying, "I'm not going to be dictator. I'm not going to be a dictator." Just sounding very confident that he's going to win another term. And what about?
Well, I wish I was as confident, but frankly, I have to be very honest. I think if push comes to shove, there will be an attempt on his life.
The amount they've put in people's heads of what he represents, combined with this critical race theory programming, it's easy to imagine a lot of potential loose cannons, even grassroots, not necessarily these engineered, groomed types. That does sound, unfortunately, very, very possible. They've made him out. I mean, yeah, they outwardly compare him to Hitler, and the threats about things, and of course the official, most official, like demonized examples, of the narrative regarding that. And I mean, even in this nation, a little after the war, I mean, Lieutenant Commander Rockwell, who was pushing for so much nationalism, pushed National Socialism, he was assassinated, and that was back then. But the way they're filling people's heads now. I fear that you could certainly be right. And January 6th, with all this footage coming out, just like the Hillary in emails or the Epstein, in batches, and yet it doesn't seem to affect these people sitting there rotting away. I hear like there's practically no access to computers. I mean, for an inmate count in the thousands, there's like two computers or something. There was one guest on weekend RBN show talking about it, one who actually did some time, who was somewhat related to it, I guess. But this Ray Epps has suddenly got a plea deal, I guess.
He got a wrist slap. I mean, you know, you got people who didn't even go in the Capitol building, got sent away for 22 years. And Ray Epps, who was on video saying, "We're here to storm the Capitol, get on side." And, you know, everybody knew what he was. In the videos, the people around him are shouting, "Fed, Fed, Fed, Fed." It was that obvious. And, yeah, he got a wrist slap. No jail time at all. You know, community service and a small fine.
But, I mean, there's this whole narrative. And, you know, a lot of it is linked. I mean, you said the ways that Trump and his supporters are a threat to a lot of these agendas, I mean, is a good part of it. But there is also just linked to it an anti-white American, you know, white conservative heritage stock. There's just like a, you know, very much with the establishment being pressured to be on board. Like, we saw how much corporations donated after the BLM riots and all of that. But I mean, overseas, there's that same sort of pressure. I heard about the Alternative for Deutschland party. Germany's pondering on whether or not to ban it.
Yeah.
It's still its second most popular political party.
Yeah, it's the second most popular party. That would be like the Democrats banning the Republicans or vice versa. I mean, this is, you know, Germany's going back to being a dictatorship.
And the U.S. Army here is struggling to recruit white soldiers. I mean, we'll look at how woke the military is.
Besides, we can all see we're heading into a world war. Who would sign up to the military and risk losing important bits of your body? I wouldn't.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and I hear over there in Ukraine, there's an order now for, 50,000 or something female uniforms. So I guess, I don't know what, Zelensky's going to put a lot of women out on the battlefield?
Oh, yeah, he's desperate. I mean, they're dragging people off the streets. They're sending people to the front line who are not physically fit. Some have got serious mental issues. They're old men. Some of them are like in their 50s and 60s. And Zelensky just, through the consulate in London, said that all Ukrainians living in Great Britain must return to Ukraine and serve in the military, or they will be arrested and forcibly taken back to Ukraine. So, yeah, he's running out of soldiers. He's running out of ammunition. And, of course, he's in a position to blackmail Joe Biden over Hunter's involvement with Burisma, which is why Joe Biden is still out there shoveling our tax money into this roaring furnace in Ukraine. And so it's a real, real mess, and it's going to end badly, okay? Hopefully, we're not going to wind up with American troops in direct conflict with Russian troops, but we've already heard some people within our own government saying that if Ukraine falters, we may have to send Americans into Ukraine. Well, you know, I don't know about you. Fortunately, I'm too old to serve in the military. In the event of war, I'm a hostage. You know, nobody wants to get sent over to another foreign war that is really none of our business to begin with.
No, indeed. Indeed. And, I mean, Hunter Biden didn't show up for testimony in December. And
yeah.
Some are saying he should be held, in contempt of court, was it?
He should be in leg shackles by now. But that stunt he pulled earlier in the week of showing up to his own contempt hearing, you know, and sitting in the spectators section. And how could he not expect that since the hearing was about him, that questions would not be directed to him? And as soon as Marjorie Taylor Greene was recognized, he just got up and stormed out. So I don't know what he hoped to accomplish in terms of public relations, but it definitely backfired on him.
Indeed. Last I heard, he pled not guilty to federal tax charges.
Yep.
I hear the music. Okay, stick around for the final segment, folks, and then hour two with Michael Rivero. We'll be right back. Stones and sacred time.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Ciroc grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Burning all it can, deduction under the law.
Richard, are you there?
And we are back.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, I was about out. To put your face on a milk carton.
Oh, back on Beyond the Official Narrative, Richard Carey with Michael Rivero here. And, oh, Michael, you had one story I just noticed on your website as well about January 6th. A U.S. district attorney wants to prosecute Americans who stood on the Capitol, even just the public lawn during January 6th, accusing them of federal crimes just by merely being present.
Yeah, they're doing that. And now they're talking about going after January 6th criminals who were not even at the Capitol. And this is a terror campaign, plain and simple, because they're going to steal this next election. And they're sending a message saying, don't you dare question the results of the election or we will ruin your life. That's the message you're sending.
And yet, I mean, we've had, well, certain people who got out without dealing with as much. But even the QAnon shaman, the guy with the horns, it sounds like even he's going to be there for a while. the guy who was with InfoWars, Joe Biggs, he's supposed to have a long sentence even, right?
Yes.
So, but then, oh, what about these people, of course, who, you know, don't serve any time, like that young black filmmaker? I had a lot of footage of him. And, you know, people like that were very suspicious, just these people who, well, especially if it's obvious they were working for the other side or undercover. And so that's why, of course, a lot of the footage, I mean, but.
Well, we've had that member of Congress come forward saying, to the best of his knowledge, there were at least 200 undercover assets in that crowd, you know, egging them on, causing the violence, breaking the windows. And you know, it was a setup, plain and simple. They wanted to basically stop this questioning of the 2020 election crack down on it. You know, the boot comes down on the face, to paraphrase George Orwell. And of course, it's just made matters worse as it becomes more and more obvious that it was a propaganda operation. And people are getting very angry about the way the government is just lying and manipulating us.
Yes, no, absolutely. And then we have, well, the economy. I mean,
yes.
We're getting gaslit, being told that it's doing well on what all of the corporate media pundit shows, Biden himself and his people. As far as the stock market, it continues to seem very disconnected, overvalued. And we've had a surge just now, raising concerns over how it's just completely not in touch. I don't know, maybe we can get to the economy and some other topics. Take some calls, too, in the second hour. Stick around, we'll be back with Mr. Rivero. Be right back. Stick around.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.